Good evening.
You were just watching yourself. You were listening. You were critiquing your performance. What do you make of it? What's the review?
In analysis mode, though.
Yeah, it sounds okay. You know, when you're worried, you'd like put all the effort into making it right, and then everything's chaos on stage, and then you listen back, it's like, oh, it sounds all right.
It was amazing, though. It was really good fun to do.
Yeah, go on. Yeah. Tell us what it was like.
Well, I mean, listen, the guys are so amazing at what they do, and they really dig in and make sure that we try and represent the songs in the way that they need and should be represented. So it sounds gorgeous for us on stage, and it was really, really great. But obviously, you want to know it sounds great for everyone else, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, and how did it come about?
Yeah, this
how
is
did this
ask,
happen?
Yeah.
Well, we met at the reopening of the Manchester Arena in 2017, didn't we?
Yeah.
We kind of said hello there. And then in lockdown, we did a podcast. And we were inviting people on. So we invited Rick on. And you came on. And we spoke about it. And there was a segment which was like, pick your five favourite songs from Manchester. And there was like three of them which were Smith songs. So that was like, that's how it started. And then you confessed your love for the Smiths. And then you also said you'd also love to do a show of just Smith songs. And it just spirals from there.
Yeah, it's always been a dream, and the guys got in touch a little while after and said, well we'll do that, we'll do, you know, we'd love to do that. And one of the things I love about it is that obviously I'm getting on a bit, and the guys are a lot younger than I am, more in my daughter's sort of age range, but we have an absolute shared passion and a huge passion for those songs and that band. And I think that's a really beautiful thing. I think it's kind of, it doesn't really matter what age you are, you can still appreciate that music, you know.
How does it go about whittling down those songs?
Because there's
over a lot
to
of
you,
them.
Tom.
Well, we kind of just, some of them pick themselves, obviously, and I don't know. You just kind of look at because the catalogue's that big. It's kind of like some songs you didn't want to miss out, and obviously it's a festival today, so we had to do a few less than we did.
Yeah.
When we did it like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't know. Just go for the. We know, you know what I mean.
No arguments.
The bangers,
no long
the big
nights.
Ones.
Yeah, but also I think it's like we the very first time they went up to their rehearsal room, we all kind of agreed that if we never played it in front of anybody, we would do it anyway. Because we just love doing it. And to be honest, I don't think there isn't a song we don't want to play. It's just that, as Tom says, you're given a set and you can, okay, we've got to fill that. So they kind of almost pick themselves, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And how is it to sing those songs? What's it like
for you? It's great. It's lovely. I mean, he's an exceptional vocalist, I think. And I think his delivery of those lyrics is sort of intertwined with each other. The songs are amazing, you know, obviously chordally and musically and everything, absolutely fantastic. But the way he sings the words that he writes is quite incredible, and it is like no one else, isn't it? It's really like...
Yeah. Well, it's hard to learn, isn't it? Like,
it is,
you're like,
it is, yeah.
Not like not, you know what I mean? It's not... they do when you've obviously, when you're learning someone else's songs, you kind of realise the nuances of the songs, and it's like, well, yeah, it's like, it's not like... It's not 4-4-2,
there's nothing
is it?
Normal about it. There is nothing normal about it, but that is also the appeal of it, I think. It's, you know, you're caught out by it. Even when, you know, and I've known those songs a very, very long time, but I'm still caught out by them. And I'm looking at it, and Tom looks over to me and says, nope, because I've come in too early, or I'm not coming in early enough. And it's like, you know, because you probably know them better than I do in lots of ways, which, again, I love, because... I'm 57, so I was kind of there because of all of my older brothers who got me into the Smiths and stuff, but you guys...
Well, my mum's a massive Smiths fan. Yeah. My mum got me into the Smiths when I was, like, a kid. That's, like, I remember she's seen them back in the 80s, like, twice, and... Yeah, so it's kind of, it's just passed down generations, isn't it? Like, one of the best bands ever.
Can I just ask, Rick, what was it like? Because this is obviously your second performance of the day. I came and I watched you
on
the Pyramid stage, and you had an enormous crowd, which I don't think you thought you were going to get.
Well, I loved every moment of it, but obviously it is a bit of an out-of-body experience. You've heard that from everybody who's probably ever done it, you know. It was kind of strange. We've got our daughter with us, lots of friends and family and all the rest of it. So I think the whole Glastonbury experience for me has been absolutely bonkers, if I'm honest. I mean, this day, I came last night, I came yesterday morning and enjoyed last night. I absolutely loved it. Saw some pretty rocking music last night. And Foo's, obviously. And it was just, it's just been an amazing experience. But today has been off the hook. It's been absolutely... And sorry.
Oh! Is it because it's emotional for you? Yeah.
No, but it is because when we met and all the guys in Blossoms and everything, and the crew as well, and all the families and girlfriends and everything, there is a moment when you do something like that, that on the one end, you know, some people want to string us up for it, and I understand that as well, but I think there's a bond between us that we've just said in your tour bus, haven't we, that...
Air conditioning
tour bus. No, but we've just sort of said that, you know, even if we never do that ever again, we're going to keep in touch and have dinners and, you know, we'll be friends for life, I think, because it's bonded us in that way. Yeah, so And I think that is, again, is something really important about music, is that, yes, it's about the music, but it's about the people you meet during the working of it and doing.
You had a crumpet on the tour just before you went on stage, didn't you?
I did.
A fine crumpet it was.
A beer and a crumpet.
Those trousers are not going to fit you for long, you know.
Easy, love.
Shall we watch you? Do you want to see yourselves again?
Let's have another one.
Not really, but let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it anyway. Congratulations. What a beautiful thing. Nice to chat. And here they are, and this is Panic.
Blossoms and Rick Astley there performing back-to-back hit classics by The Smiths over on the Woodsies a little bit earlier on. And great to have Tom and Rick hanging out as well.
Lovely conversation as well, obviously the bond between the two of them. And absolutely right, the music doesn't matter what age you are, does it at all?
No, it bonded them.
Yeah,
that's why they were there doing it.
Yeah, I love The Smiths.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so headliners tonight on the Pyramid stage, it's Guns N' Roses. This is the story of Guns N' Roses so far, which I think you had a hand in.
Yes.
Not their career, obviously, but...
Well,
maybe.
Tonight, Worthy Farm welcomes one of the most rock and roll bands in rock and roll, Guns N' Roses.
Welcome to the jungle.
As these rebels step out to headline the Pyramid stage in what will be their Glastonbury debut. With over 100 million record sales, Guns N' Roses have rocked their way through four decades.
It was quite an exhilarating experience.
in the mid-80s in LA, the band changed the face of rock forever when they walked out of a smoke-filled studio and released Appetite for Destruction. With a track list that includes Welcome to the Jungle, Sweet Child of Mine, and Paradise City, it became the best-selling debut album of all time. Known for its catchy, razor-sharp riffs and widely applauded for changing the face of rock. Ascending to the top levels of rock and roll, the band's rowdy reputation became as important to the brand as the music itself. They were mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
We are who we are, you know, and we don't really hold back on any of that because there's not really a reason to.
By the mid-90s, the band had made history yet again with the simultaneous release of two albums, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, both reaching top spots in the US and UK album charts. A world tour of epic scale followed, with nearly 200 dates across 6 continents and 7 million tickets sold.
We have a good night. It totally depends on how we get on together on stage and what the kids are like.
The decade that followed would see a shifting lineup of band members with the release of Chinese Democracy, more relentless touring, and induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2022, they re-released their legendary power ballad, November Rain. With new music teased to be on the way, original Slash, Duff, Axl, and the band are sure to make history as they bring the attitude, audacity, and universal appeal of rock to Glastonbury's Pyramid Stage.
Good use of the word audacity there.
Thank you.
As I was wandering around seeing Vikings on stilts earlier on near the healing fields, there were an awful lot of people with Guns N' Roses t-shirts all streaming down, getting into position for the performance later on the pyramid stage. I hope you can appreciate how beautiful it is here. And if you look just behind us, I think there are hot air balloons. Look at that.
There they are.
Perfect evening.
Stunning.
Absolutely
maybe
perfect.
One of the best views at the festival from all the way up there.
Yeah, so it's Guns N' Roses on Pyramid Stage.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, a good thing to let you know about is over on iPlayer, you have the ability to watch pretty much whatever set you want live. If you want to maybe see Lizzo right now over on the Pyramid Stage, you can do that. Måneskin have just taken to Woodsy's right behind us here at the park. Rocking it up right now. The Pretenders are really going off. That is all available for you right now over on iPlayer live if you'd like to watch it.
Yeah, there are lots and lots of different performances on there. There are two very talented Jacobs here at Glastonbury this year. So there is Jacob, who is in Gabriel's. Gabriel's performance was off the scale yesterday. You can see that on iPlayer. And there's another Jacob, and this is Jacob Collier. So he's a multi-instrumentalist, a virtuoso. He's performed with Coldplay, or worked with Coldplay on a couple of their songs, and he was performing here earlier on today. So just marvel at this. This is Jacob Collier.
Each morning I get up and dial, can't barely stand on my feet. Take a look in the mirror and cry, Lord, what you been doing to me? I spend all my days to believe in you, but I just can't get no relief. Somebody
somebody love. I work hard. I work hard every day of my life. Hey. I work till I ache my bones. At the end, I take all my money all on my own. Well, I get down on my knees and I start to pray till the tears run down from my eyes. Thank you.
cadence of ideas and feelings. That generally, these ideas and feelings would express themselves constructively rather than violently or destructively. It were possible during an open dialogue to spray small doses of LSD. People would soon quieten.
We'll be right back. Is this trip really necessary?
Yeah, good question. Is this trip really necessary? Is this trip really necessary? You were just listening to Porcupine 3 with their track called Voyage 34. Porcupine 3. Voyage 34. And yeah, welcome to Radio Patapus, Psychedelic Listen.
All the parchment, the thunder rolls, the pet dog won't hunt.
Anyways,
tear it up and repeat after me.
Let's play now some Trump play.
Sweet homeland security.
Next Sunday, they'll be performing live here on Radio Patapus. Psychedelic Listen. So be tuned, be sure to be tuned in next weekend here on Psychedelic Listen. Psychedelic Listen. Anyways, they'll be playing live here on Radio Patapu. Drum play from Ohio, Columbus, from the States. And if you want to see them live, you can go to Ruigoorts, where they perform next Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Be there. And there's also a workshop, percussion workshop, on the 2nd of November in Ruigoorts. 2nd of November, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so you can check out drum play and see them live. Or if you can't make it to go to Ruigoorts, just tune in the Psychedelic Listen radio show, where they'll be doing a live session drum play. Anyways, if you happen to be The Hague on the Friday, the 31st of October, next Friday, they'll be performing in a squatted church in The Hague, in Scheveningen, near Scheveningen. That's at the Duinstraat number 2. So you've got the whole Dutch tour schedule of drum play next Friday in at a Vrijhaven party in the Duinstraat and Squatted Church in the Hague. 2 days later, on the Sunday afternoon, they'll be performing in Ruigoort. And next Sunday afternoon, they'll be playing live here on Radio Patapus, Psychedelic Listen. Anyways, some connection problems. To check out what they sound like. which is a bummer, really.
Thank you.
Yeah, drum play. Indeed, next weekend they'll be performing here live at Radio Patapus. Indeed. Drum play next weekend here in Holland on the Friday the 31st in The Hague in his quarter church at Duinstraat number 2, and that's on the Vrijhaven party, and 2 days later in Rijgoord, Sunday afternoon, next Sunday, 4 o'clock at the church in Rijgoord, where they will be doing a percussion workshop as well. And then in the evening they will do a session here at your good old Radio Patapus. Psychedelic. Right, let's continue now with Rare Earth, which is clearly a Norman Whitfield production from 1972 on the Rare Earth label. This is Ma.
This is a story about the lady that raised me. Thank you.
should always say, ma. Talking about ma, yeah. Talking about the lady that raised me. Talking about ma. Let me